Well, 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 if you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex show right now,
we have solved a mystery.
Okay, first of all, calm down. We didn't do anything, and...
Yes.
No, we're not... See, I don't even know why we're playing this, because this is not an unsolved mystery. This is a Alex Porkchop Live conspiring against me to make me look stupid plot, which is finally wrapping up right now. The mugger, the alleged mugger, is in studio. If you don't know what happened about a month ago, I said to people, I was like, hey guys, have you seen my coffee mug that I got everybody at Christmas? My had my like my name on it and stuff, and everybody's like, no, Joe, I think you must have misplaced it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe, but I'm like, no, because I put it in the same spot behind where I sit every day, and then I leave. That's my routine. I know I did what I did. I didn't take it home. I didn't leave it in the bathroom or something, and everybody acted like I was crazy and just blew me off. Then this account gets created on Instagram, which I think is still there. It's the_mugger.
What is the at?
It's the_mugger.
Oh, that's what it is.
Wow, okay. And you are the mugger that has been taunting me on Instagram with my mug in some very sickening positions and situations.
Guilty as charged.
I am so confused. Okay, so your name is actually...
Nicole.
Nicole. And so, Nicole, you somehow ended up in our studio when we were not here, which I still don't understand, which we're going to find out. Took the mug, started this Instagram account, which is hilarious. Like, pictures of the mug, like, with someone with gloves on.
Oh, there it is. It's here. I didn't realize.
Pretending to break it. Yeah, now it's mysteriously back, mm-hmm. Joe.
Oh,
pretending
it's
to break it. A little knife with the mug. I mean, there was one where you filled it up on Taco Tuesday or something, right?
Well, she put
salsa on it. Chips and salsa.
In my mug. How sick are you?
And Alex, to go along with what you were saying, what I want to know is, because we have pretty tight security here. We have a security door at the front.
Doesn't
and
sound
then
like
we
it.
Have another security door to get into the actual like studio area. So
how did you
I
do
want
it?
To know, like obviously how you did it, but how did you get past the security?
Well, it's Miss Barb, but I mean, God love her.
So I came to pick up tickets.
Oh.
And Elliot had showed me the studio.
Okay. Elliot works for our radio station.
Now, he has nothing to do with this either.
Okay.
So you Oh, my gosh.
Swindled and swooned.
Yeah. I just saw it, and I was like, the opportunity's there. And it kind of went a little further than I expected it to.
So wait. So Elliot doesn't know that you took the mug.
This is genuinely the funniest thing. You have to see the Instagram to understand
it's
how
funny.
Insane this is.
This is funny to you?
Yes, because
it's
Joe's
funny
been freaking
out. It's funny that somebody
out.
Broke in through our building security, came into our multi-million-dollar studio, took my $6 mug with my name on it.
Can I just say something really quick? So,
no.
Again, this is a behind the scenes. Literally 2 minutes ago, Joe just told Porkchop that everything he did was dramatic. And now Joe is being the most dramatic
human being
in the world. Broke in. She didn't break in.
Well,
so Elliot showed her the studio when she came to pick up tickets.
You know what's going to be fun from now on, guys? In. Since you're all involved in this bit and I know you're lying to me.
Oh, I swear to God, I literally had no idea who she was.
Right.
I don't know her.
833 Joe Alex. Who thinks they're lying to me and they're terrible liars and they're all in on this stupid
you
bit.
You're ridiculous.
Because here's the thing. No. I'm not being ridiculous. Next time somebody comes in studio, because I've been known to give people like, hey, like you want to see a tour of the studio? I'm letting them come in. I'm like, hey, you know what'd be funny? Take Alex's laptop.
Yeah, don't.
That'll be it. Take your laptop.
A
That's
mug
what we'll
is
do.
Different. So
is
minor.
It? Is it?
So someone needs to be reprimanded here. Is it going to be Elliot? Or maybe listeners aren't allowed in anymore. Or maybe, what's your name, Nicole?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to call the cops on Nicole right now.
No.
My uncle's a sergeant.
Oh.
And, you know, I actually had an idea at one point that I was going to ask if he could bring me in cuffs.
That would have been pretty funny.
Dude, your mind.
I can be creative, and that's nothing to be ashamed of, right?
No.
So, you and Alex would be best friends.
I know. You honestly should work in radio because all of this is just genius. But, like, you brought in two for us, which Joe says he won't eat.
I
but
will
you brought
not
in
eat that.
Some amazing-looking baked goods,
I'll
and it
them.
Says that they are from Patta Cakes and Cookies 2 Bakery.
Yep, that's my mother-in-law's bakery.
So if people go there, they're supporting a criminal. So Or at least somebody that's related to a criminal.
I brought it back, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
In one piece.
You're going to eat that, dude. What if she, like, in it?
Dude, I had some. They are amazing. Amazing.
It's like St. Patrick's Day cookie.
Wow, this is going to be sad when you guys die and I have to get the whole show replaced. More work for me.
Honestly, this was a whole plan to kill Alex and Porkchop, so it can just be me and you, Joe.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
You have to try these. I know you're on Joe's journey, but they're so good. Just one.
I'm not worried about my diet.
Listen, I trust her. I think what she did was funny. It's genius. She's like 10 steps ahead of everybody else. Everyone needs to not be sleeping on Nicole because she is smarter than everybody else out here.
You know it'd be baller, Nicole?
If you finish chewing your food before you talk, God, I'm about to throw up.
If you just took the mug and smashed it on the ground.
But then she'd be breaking somebody's property, and then that would be bad.
Yeah. I think that'd
now,
be funny.
Now, obviously, it's probably because you think I'm the most important person on the Joe and Alex show and, like, this overall the best person on radio now, but why did you take my mug?
Well, Liv's mug was here, too, but I chose not to take hers because it was on the other side of where I was standing.
Would have been obvious.
And, yeah, yours was right behind me, and I was just like, oops, swipe that.
What did you do? What did you do? Keister this? How did you get it out of here?
No, I put it underneath my jacket.
Oh.
Is there anything else you took from our station that we need to know about?
No, I would have posted it with the other post.
So freaking hilarious. The _ mugger on Instagram, because you have to see how hilarious she, like, posed these photos with the mug she took of Joe's.
Okay.
I think it's great. I think round of applause for Nicole. She's on another level, man.
Don't look at me like you expect me to clap.
Please, for the love of God, tell Joe that we've never met you and we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the only person that I've met that works here is Elliot.
Yeah, we swear, we had no idea what was going
on. Well, Elliot's on my spit list right now.
When I see Elliot. He had no idea that I took it.
Oh, well, he's going to know you took it when we have a talk with him.
Well, I think this has been fun, and so does Joe. He'll admit it. This has been fun that you've done this, I think. MVP. Joe, just tell her. It was
fun.
He'll
get over it. At least I brought your mug back in one piece. It was never drank from. It was never harmed.
You put it in a dog cage. You put a needle to it. I don't know if you
did.
Do you do drugs? I don't know if you're a druggie.
So I work at a hospital.
Oh, sure you do. That's what I would say if I was high on drugs.
I work night shift, and I work every weekend because I'm in school during the week. I'm in nursing school.
You're probably like a hobo pooping in it too, aren't you?
I mean,
a little poop mug.
I thought about putting lemonade in it and saying it was pee.
Oh my God.
I'd be happy I didn't do that. And I sat there and I thought, well, you know, being who I am, pee should not look like lemonade.
Please work for a morning show. Please. Like, if we needed another producer, we would have hired you.
Well,
but you got to find one.
There's several morning shows in our market that need more entertainment on their shows. So.
No, we don't want you to compete against us because you're too brilliant. But you do need
to work with you guys.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Joe,
we just freaking hired Liv and Porkchop. Now we're full. But, like, when we were just hiring a producer,
well,
like,
I can
6 months ago.
I can think of at least one or two people that I could take off the show right now. So we'll be good with that.